Okay, episode 2, paramedic cardiac drugs. Mag sulfate. It's classed as an electrolyte. Its mechanism of action is it reduces striated muscle contractions and blocks peripheral neuromuscular transmission by reducing acetylcholinesterase release at the myoneural junction. Manages seizures in toxemia of pregnancy, induces uterine relaxation, can cause bronchodilation after beta agonists, and anticholinergics have been used. Its indications are acute asthma or bronchospasm, seizures of eclampsia, toxemia of pregnancy, torsades de pointes, hypomagnesemia, TCA overdose-induced dysrhythmias, digitalis-induced dysrhythmias, class 2A agent for refractory VFib and VTAC after administration of amiodarone. Contraindications are heart block and renal disease. Adverse reactions are respiratory and central nervous system depression, hypotension, cardiac arrest, and asystole may occur, facial flushing, diaphoresis, depressed reflexes, and circulatory collapse. Drug interactions. Mag sulfate may enhance effects of other central nervous system depressants. Serious changes in overall cardiac function may occur with cardiac glycosides. Dosage and administration. Adult. Seizure activity associated with pregnancy. 1 to 4 grams IV over 10 minutes. Torsades de pointes or refractory VFib VTAC. 1 to 2 grams IV over 1 to 2 minutes. For bronchospasm, 2 to 4 grams IV in 100 milliliters of normal saline over 5 minutes. Duration of action. Onset is immediate. Peak effect variable. Duration 3 to 4 hours. You must dilute mag sulfate 2 grams to 10 milliliters. Special considerations. Pregnancy safety. It is recommended that the drug not be given in the 2 hours before delivery, if possible. IV calcium gluconate or calcium chloride should be available as an antagonist if needed. Use with caution in patients with renal failure. Magnesium sulfate is being used for acute IM patients in some systems under medical direction. Adenosine or adenocard. Adenosine class. Endogenous nucleotide. Mechanism of action. Slows conduction time through the AV node. Can interrupt reentrant pathways. Slows heart rate. Acts directly on sinus pacemaker cells. Is drug of choice for PSVTs. Indications. Conversion of PSVT to sinus rhythm. May convert PSVT due to Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome. Not effective converting atrial fibrillation or atrial flutter. It is the first drug for SVTs and PSVTs. Contraindications. Second or third degree block or sick sinus syndrome. Atrial flutter, atrial fibrillation, ventricular tachycardia, hypersensitivity to adenosine. Adverse reactions can be facial flushing, shortness of breath, chest pain, headache, diaphoresis, palpitations, hypotension, nausea, metallic taste. Drug interactions. theophylline-like drugs antagonize the effects of adenosine. Dipyridamole potentiates the effects of adenosine. And tegretol may potentiate the AV node blocking effects of adenosine. Dosage and administration. Adult, 6 milligrams over 1 to 3 seconds, followed by a 20 milliliter bolus immediately afterwards. If no response, after 1 to 2 minutes, administer 12 milligrams over 1 to 3 seconds, followed by a 20 milliliter bolus of normal saline. Maximum total dose, 18 milligrams. Some systems do allow a second 12 milligram push. This must be pushed very fast. The duration of action, onset and peak effects in seconds, duration 12 seconds. Special considerations is short half-life limits side effects in most patients, and it is a pregnancy safety category C. Diltiazem, HCL, or Cardizem, is a calcium channel blocker. Its mechanism of action, it blocks the influx of calcium ions into cardiac muscles. Arterial and venous vasodilator, it reduces preload and afterload, and it reduces myocardial oxygen demand. Indications are atrial flutter, atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rates. It can be used for SVTs after adenosine. Contraindications: wide complex tachycardia, sick sinus syndrome, cardiogenic shock. Its adverse reactions can be bradycardia, second or third degree AV blocks, chest pain, CHF, syncope, VFib, VTAC, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, dry mouth, dyspnea, headache. Drug interactions. Caution in patients using medications that affect cardiac contractility. In general, it should not be used in patients on beta blockers. Never mix calcium channel blockers and beta blockers. The dosage and administration for adults. Initial bolus, 0.25 mg per kg. Average dose, 20 milligrams. IV over 2 minutes. If an adequate response, you may re-bolus in 15 minutes at 0.35 mg per kg, IV over 2 minutes. The duration of action, the onset is 2 to 5 minutes. The peak effect is variable. The duration lasts 1 to 3 hours. It has special considerations of pregnancy safety class C, and use caution in patients with renal or hepatic dysfunction.